Here's your coronavirus update brought to you by Siesta Key Vacations. Book your vacation now at siestakeyes.com. I'm Jim Watkins. For the week ending October 3rd, here are the latest numbers. Global numbers, just under 35 million coronavirus cases on the books since January. Just under 1.1 million deaths from COVID-related illness, and just under 26 million people around the world have recovered from coronavirus. Obviously, the world is watching developments with U.S. President Donald Trump, who along with his wife Melania Trump tested positive for coronavirus late Thursday. Both are in quarantine, and it has been reported that the president, who is at Walter Reed Medical Center, showing mild symptoms but overall is considered in good health and is being treated with various therapies, including remdesivir. You may recall back in early March, remdesivir was one of the first therapies being used to treat those who test positive for COVID-19. Mrs. Trump reportedly is showing no signs of illness, and both are being monitored. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife are also testing negative for COVID so far. Along with the president and the first lady, several key members of the president's staff also testing positive and in quarantine from coronavirus, including Hope Hicks, who many believe may have given it to the president, along with White House spokesperson Kellyanne Conway, and others. President Trump's White House doctor says Trump is feeling pretty good at the time, considering and responding positively to treatment. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., as many states are now opening up and loosening restrictions, in some cases sending children back to school, there are 2.5 million active cases of coronavirus in the United States. Has the landscape changed in the past week? Let's look at the numbers. The five top states most impacted with daily deaths remain Florida, Texas, California, Ohio, and Illinois. Overall, five-day trends for the U.S., the daily case remains at about 42,000 cases, up slightly from the previous seven-day trend. The seven-day average death rate remains at about 725 daily deaths. That's about the same as where we were back in September 29th. Currently, Wisconsin is seeing a rise of new cases now, topping an average of 2,400 cases per day. That's triple the number of daily cases from September 3rd, approximately 1 month ago. Deaths, while low in Wisconsin, are still up about 20 per day. New York concerns about a potential second wave are alleviated. Daily cases are up at about 200 more since early September, but daily deaths are around an average of 13 per day. Florida and California have not seen a jump in new case averages, but deaths are persistently not easing. Florida is still reporting about 100 deaths per day from COVID. Meanwhile, California is averaging about 80 deaths per day across the whole state from COVID-19. Taking a look at the world numbers, India still seeing over an average of 1,000 deaths a day from coronavirus or COVID-related illness. The U.S. is second, remains second, with 860 deaths alone reported in the last 24 hours. Brazil with 660, Mexico with 432, Argentina topping off the top five most impacted with just over 300 deaths in one 24-hour period. So it looks to be they are the same countries a week ago dealing with the most fatalities from coronavirus. We'll continue to update you on the latest. We'll check in with a report on Monday and see how the president is doing, plus any new significant numbers, plus an update on therapies that are in trial stages, some of them showing great promise in terms of coming up with a worldwide vaccine. So we'll have a report on that coming up on the Monday edition of the Coronavirus Update. This update is brought to you by Siesta Key Vacation Rentals. For fall, paradise is waiting. Book now and get special rates at siestakeyes.com. Siestakeyes.com. Florida is waiting. With your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins.